getting Enbridge to pay for damages from the largest inland oil spill in the Midwest. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. A year ago, a ruptured pipeline spewed more than 840,000 gallons of tar sands oil into the Kalamazoo River. The crude oil had a big environmental impact. It also affected the lives of thousands of people living in the spill zone. The pipeline's owners have spent the past year reimbursing many of them for their losses. Steve Carmody has the final part of our series.
Wayne Groth says the odor of the oil was overpowering the first night. Talmadge Creek runs right past the home he and his wife Sue lived in for 22 years. The oil flowed down Talmadge Creek into the Kalamazoo River. Wayne Groth says it wasn't long after the spill that clipboard-carrying employees of Enbridge started walking through his neighborhood, promising to clean up the oil. He says they made another promise, too.
They said, if you're still not happy with the job, that you could sell your property to them. They would buy it from us.
Wayne Groth says he and his wife initially were only half interested in Enbridge's offer to buy their home. He says they were satisfied with the cleanup, but
they kept asking, well, do you want us to do an appraisal on your property? And I kept telling them no. But my accountant is the one that told me, well, you really should have them do that and take a look at the opportunities that are out there to buy another piece of real estate. It's a buyer's market now.
It's definitely been a buyer's market for Enbridge. Eventually, Enbridge bought the Groths' home and has bought or is buying another 137 homes in the spill zone. Enbridge has not only been buying homes, it's also been settling claims with hundreds of people affected by the spill. Jason Marsham is an Enbridge spokesman. He says the pace of damage claims against Enbridge, that was once a torrent, has slowed to a trickle.
We're not seeing the high volume of claims that we were 10 months ago or even 6 months ago. That number has decreased the further away we've gotten from the incident last summer. So in that regard, you know, it is winding down.
Enbridge has settled more than 2,300 damage claims, but not everyone is happy with Enbridge's efforts. Attorney Bill Mayhall represents 16 families that are suing Enbridge. Mayhall says overall, Enbridge has, in many instances, treated people fairly and compensated them well. But he does have a problem with the damage claim system that the pipeline company set up after the spill. Under the system, people made their damage claims directly to Enbridge.
In other words, Enbridge was judge and jury as to whether you had a legitimate claim or not, as opposed to having a neutral third party who didn't have a conflict of interest making those decisions.
Mayhall says Enbridge was quick to compensate for property damage, but has resisted paying damages for health-related claims. An Enbridge spokesman insists the company has settled some claims related to health complaints. Mayhall says his clients will be deposed this week by Enbridge attorneys. He says unless a settlement can be reached in the next few months, their cases may end up going to court, a process that may take years. But for others affected by the spill, their lives have moved on.
It's just wild grasses and wild flowers growing out there.
Wayne Groth is standing on the deck overlooking the backyard of his new home south of Battle Creek. He and his wife Sue moved late in the spring. It's a lovely home with only one possible problem.
We've got another little creek right by our house, and we discovered after we bought this place that there's another pipeline real close by. I thought that was just a little ironic.
But Wayne and Sue Groth say they're not worried another pipeline breach could force them out of their home again. For the Environment Report, I'm Steve Carmody.
If you've missed any of the stories in our series, you can listen to them at environmentreport.org. I'm Rebecca Williams.